Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
26 hours are super cool, and anybody who does this, God bless them, seriously.
Yeah, it's, you know, like what else is badass? Other, like, sense of mental toughness.
Yes. You know what else is badass is how much money's being raised.
Where are we at, you know?
We're over 21,000.
Let's go.
And I we're probably beyond that. Like, that was a little ways ago.
We got the 5K from Mike, and then he was listing off
a bunch of people.
It's 1 o'clock. We got a long way to go, and that's a lot of money. It feels good and fun and cool to be a part of that, helping people that are doing the things you're talking about.
Well, I mean, it's Pittsburgh, too. Like, I mean, I know that a lot of states and cities would do this for their local fire department, but that just speaks volumes of what type of city that we live in. And, you know, all of us sitting here have grew up here, and we know how small it is, and we know how much people care about their brothers and sisters here, and that just shows it right there. It's fantastic.
And we have a big 1 o'clock hour ahead. Another Pittsburgh native, Corey Graves, will join us in a little bit. We'll be joined by some friends from the National Fire Sprinkler Association, as well as Julian Gray Associates. That is within the next hour. It is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon right here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan first fan weather is brought to you by our friends at Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Very warm throughout the day. Chance of rain tonight, high reaching 86. More of the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon up next. It is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It is also brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and G.S. Jones Restoration, the National Fire Sprinkler Association, Aircraft Management Group, and North Country Brewing. And this hour is brought to you by Julian Gray and Associates. Donnie Chedrick, Doran Dickerson with you on 93.7. The Fan. Sean Myers back behind the glass in Green Tree. He's been doing a phenomenal job since, about 7 or 8 this morning. Sean took over. And excited for our next guest to kick off this 1 o'clock hour. Doran, this is a great pull by you, a good friend of yours. We got WWE's own and also Pittsburgh's own Corey Graves. Corey, what's going on, man? Thanks for hopping on with us.
No, thank you guys for having me, man. I think it's very admirable what you guys are doing with this telethon. I think it's for an awesome cause. I'm happy to help out. When my man Doran asked me for a favor, I owe him more than a few.
Oh, you're the man. I appreciate it, Corey. Let's talk about the grind a little bit before we talk about obviously what's going on here and what it means to give back to the community in the city of Pittsburgh. Talk about the grind. You started off as an actual wrestler, and then you made the transition into the broadcasting side. I can't imagine, your days and your weeks and all the travel and hotels that you've stayed in and all the prep work you've done. Talk about the grind of professional wrestling.
Well, man, I've said for years now, I've been with WWE coming up on 14 years. And as you mentioned, I started as a wrestler and continued as a commentator. I've said for a long time that they pay us to travel. The job itself is the fun part. The travel is killer. As a matter of fact, today is the only day that I'm actually home this week. I'm trying to maximize my minutes. I promised my wife I'd take her out on a date tonight, and then I fly out first thing tomorrow morning back to the West Coast, and I come home for a few hours on Sunday, and then back down to Orlando to NXT next week. So the grind never stops. But it's like anything. If you love what you're doing, you power through. I'm sick and tired of the hotels and the airplanes. I've been around the world three times and haven't seen a thing. It's kind of airplane, hotel, arena, back to the hotel, back to the airport. I can give you great travel tips as far as what places to eat and what are the best bars in different airports around the world. But yeah, it just comes with the territory. I mean, we're a global brand now, particularly in the last few years since TKO took over. We've really expanded on a global scale, a lot more international travel. The coolest thing about the international travel, though, is getting to perform and meet in front of these fans that you don't generally interact with. And they're rabid because, you know, it's rare, if ever, that WWE comes to their country or to their city and puts on a massive event. So the excitement is unbelievable. And it's kind of been an ongoing joke within the company for a few years. We can't wait for the American fans to get on the level that the international fans are in terms of excitement. I remember being in Lyon, France last year, and our hard camera, the main camera, was literally bouncing and shaking because so much noise was being made. When I tell you, this is like more intense than anything you've seen on television. I've always been a fan of watching soccer games because I love how passionate the fans are. And this was like that times 10, but in a much smaller venue. And it's absolutely unforgettable experiences getting to interact with these sort of fans.
Yeah, Corey, you kind of just answered my next question because I was going to ask, or maybe I could adjust it a little bit. What do you think we have to do here in the States to get on their level? Because, I mean, I'm a fan. Doran's a fan. You get to live it. You watch those shows that get put out internationally, and the place is just, I mean, the roof gets blown off the place every time. It doesn't matter how big or small the event is.
No, the other one that sticks out in my mind, and again, this is after 14 years, I can name these two shows because I remember them so vividly, was Lyon, France last year, and we did Backlash in Puerto Rico 2 years back. And again, when it comes to passion, I mean, these fans are unmatched. And I think it's just a matter of WWE in particular has always had a presence in the United States, a very strong footprint. I mean, they come to Pittsburgh two or three times a year. So I think it's just the frequency people tend to get a little bit used to it. And maybe now, you know, when we're only hitting a city once or twice a year, or maybe, you know, every other year, the people are clamoring, they're waiting for it. It becomes can't miss. You only have that opportunity every so often. So you want to show up, you want to show out, and you want to scream your heart out, and because you may never get a chance to see your favorite superstar again, or it may be quite some time before that opportunity presents itself. And I think that's what really makes the international shows so different, is just the lack of frequency. Which, as I said, we're traveling a lot more now. We're heading to Europe and all over the world, going back to Saudi Arabia again pretty soon. So you got to wonder, are they gonna get wear out? Are they gonna become tired or become more used to it like the American fans have been? And I just think there's a weird, I think it's a cultural thing. I mean, you go to an NFL stadium, obviously those are loud, those are rabid. But it's just, I think, a cultural difference. And I would love for every city in America to be just as loud as Lyon, France, or Puerto Rico, you know, all the time. And I know that the guys and girls that compete in the ring, they feed off that. They live off that. And so when you have a packed house and it is loud, and it's so loud you can't even hear yourself think, that's what everybody lives for.
Corey, you just mentioned that you've been doing this for 14 years, you know, covering pro wrestling and WWE broadcasting. Have you seen the athlete, the entertainer, the wrestler get better throughout that 14 years? Like, have you seen a transition? Like, I tell people all the time, like, the football player now in the NFL is different than it was a decade ago or two decades ago. Bigger, stronger, faster. Have you noticed a difference in the athlete of the wrestlers, or even the
1,000%?
Yeah.
Yes, 1,000%. I've said numerous times, only half joking, that if I tried to get signed today in this day and age, there's no way it would have ever happened. I mean, the athletes we have right now come from all walks of life. We've got a really strong NIL program that is sort of feeding these super athletes into our performance center. And the performance center is sort of a one-stop shop. You can teach pretty much anybody. And Doran, I know you've been inside, and it's probably even more massive now than when you visited. But these guys and girls that they're bringing in are absolute freaks of nature from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. The current NXT champion is a guy by the name of Oba Femi, who was a shot putter at Alabama prior to coming into our system. The guy had never done any sort of pro wrestling outside, and he took to it like a fish to water. And the guy is absolutely phenomenal. I think he's going to be big money for years to come down the line. But if you say, hey, what's your background? He goes, oh, I was a shot putter. And I went, I didn't know that was a real thing. But you see this guy, and I mean, he looks like he was carved out of stone. He's about 6'4", probably 260, 270, just an absolute beast of a human. We had this past Tuesday on NXT, Tyra Mae Steele is her NXT name. But she actually won the women's wrestling gold medal in the Olympics back in 2021. I mean, so we're literally pulling from all aspects of sport. And traditionally, you had a lot of the greats that we recognize in the business, in the history, came from football. You know, they were retired. Football didn't work out for them. So there's always been a strong football connection. But now, I mean, these guys and girls are absolutely mind-blowing athletes. And I watched them train. I was in the Performance Center again yesterday, and I happened to wander into the gym. And just the weight and the movements of these guys are absolutely insane. So to answer your question, Doran, yes, the type of athletes that are populating our business have absolutely changed and evolved.
Talking to Corey Graves here on 93.7 The Fan. It is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. And by the way, still some time to join us for lunch, which is courtesy of Smith's Hot Dog, Saloni's Italian Buns, a Barta Coca-Cola beverage, and Firehouse Subs. Corey, before we get into a couple of questions about giving back to the community, I do want to ask you, as a wrestling historian as you are, your favorite era of pro wrestling.
Oof, that's so tough. That's like trying to ask me what my favorite song is. I would say I think as a fan, the Attitude Era, because that's when I really grew up. I was a teenager during that time, and wrestling was red hot, and that's when still a lot of the greats that still populate our screen from, you know, Triple H and The Rock and Stone Cold. I always look back fondly on those times. And I still remember fondly the era when I was a kid, when Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, I don't even know if we have technically a name for that era yet. I'm sure we do. I'll get an email about that. I'm just a fan of the business top to bottom. I mean, even when it's good, it's incredible. Even when it's not great, it's still my number one passion in life. I've been a fan of it. I literally, my first memories with my dad were watching wrestling. I was, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, celebrating Hulkamania and all of the stuff that came with it. And then as you get older, your tastes change, and I became a bigger fan of the Bret Hitman Harts and Ric Flair. And it's always been the bad guys, and I get that from my dad. My dad always cheered the bad guys, and I've continued on with that legacy.
What was your first, if you can remember, what was your...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First wow moment whenever you were covering the WWE, like, wow, that's that guy. I got to meet and talk to that guy. I got to broadcast and speak on that guy. What was your first wow moment?
I the first time I called anything that The Undertaker did, because I had been a fan of The Undertaker for so long, but he wasn't active necessarily when I became a commentator on Raw and SmackDown. And we were actually in Saudi Arabia. This wasn't the same experience. It wasn't the first time I called anything with The Undertaker, but we went to Saudi Arabia a few years ago, and it was Undertaker and Kane against Triple H and Shawn Michaels. And to be able to commentate a match like that, granted, they were all a little bit past their prime at the time.
Yeah.
But just to the little kid in me was like, wow, this is insane. Not only did I grow up watching these guys, not only am I lucky enough to work with these guys, I'm lending my voice to their matchup, which is always pretty surreal. And my dad's always been really great about keeping me in check. You know, like any career, any job, you have your down times, you have your bad days. And I will always remember calling my dad when I was in the performance center a few years back, and I was venting about, you know, whatever. I can't even remember what I was so upset about that day. And I told him that I got into an argument with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And my dad said, stop. What's the matter, Dad? He goes, repeat back to me what you just said. I said, yeah. And I started arguing with Dusty. And my dad goes, you had an argument with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And I went, point taken. Duly noted. Always appreciate what I have. So,
Corey, while we still have you, I just want to talk to you about, you know, you being from Pittsburgh, the close-knit community that we have here, giving back. Today we're out here benefiting our local volunteer fire departments. But, you know, as you have risen to prominence, you know, how important has it been for you to give back to your community or give back just in general with a lot of the stuff that WWE does?
And that's one of the coolest parts of WWE that may not get as much attention as probably it should, but the work I've personally been able to do with, like, the Make-A-Wish Foundation in the past and the Special Olympics in particular. I was lucky enough to host a few events for the Special Olympics when I was living in Connecticut, and there's no amount of money that can match that feeling, the light in these kids' eyes, watching them compete and do their best. It truly is. I know it sounds cliche because every athlete that's ever done says the same thing. It's really very rewarding. But when you've experienced it, as I know, I'm sure, Doran, you have in your playing days, there's really nothing like it. The pure joy that you see when you're taking time out of your day to interact or work with these communities and different communities, it's one of the coolest parts of the job that people don't get to talk about enough. And the volunteer firefighting aspect of it that you guys are doing today is actually personally very close to me. I grew up around that world in the public service. I grew up in Monroeville. I used to belong to a volunteer fire company in Monroeville. My dad, for most of my life, has been a fireman. He's been a volunteer fire chief. My dad actually sells fire trucks for a living. And my mom works for Westmoreland County 911 to this day. So that's a cause that's very near and dear to my heart. And I've been lucky enough to be around some incredible people through my life and met a lot of really lifelong close friends through the fire department, which is really, really cool.
Awesome stuff, man. Corey Graves, WWE commentator, also a Pittsburgh native. Corey, thank you so much for hopping on and taking the time with us.
Oh, man, thank you guys for giving me the time. Good luck with the drive.
You're the man, Corey. Thank you.
Man, that was awesome stuff, Dorn. I know that you and Corey have a good friendship, so you were able to hook that up. I also had no idea about his tie to, you know, local fire departments, which was cool that he got into there.
Well, that's what I love about being able to do this and, you know, having new people on. And, you know, there's obviously a connection to sports with what we do with the fan every single day. But, you know, just learning about people because everybody has something different and has a different background and, you know, is interesting. I mean, even Paul Skeens, you know, saying some things on how he was inspired to do things and how Corey Graves was inspired to do things. I mean, his brother's a wrestler as well. And, you know, it's just nice to sometimes not have to ask the hard-hitting questions like we're reporters, like, oh, you know, this game or this match, like, what did you see here? But let's just learn about you. Let's learn, like, what makes you tick? Like, how did you get into this? How did you grow up? I just love that part of this job, and we got to see the behind the scenes with Corey Graves right there.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm always going to perk up a little bit when anybody brings up a tie to Westmoreland County, and I had no idea that, you know, he said his mom is still involved with Westmoreland County 911, which is really cool. I mean, and then just the, like, the history that he has with wrestling is awesome. And Pittsburgh is like an underrated wrestling town.
Oh, yeah.
Like we've gotten big shows in the past. I feel like we haven't had one in a little while here. I know that they're coming to town later this month, but man, I mean, you think of some of the names that you throw around. I mean, and all due respect to Corey, but there are some big ones.
I mean, Bruno to Kurt Angle. I mean, you know, and it's almost like the passing of the torch. I mean, it spans decades of not just you know, men and women being a part of the WWE in professional wrestling, but being champions in that sector, which is it's amazing that you know, we have a lot here. That's why this place is special. That's why Pittsburgh's special, because we can point in any direction. We have somebody that is related or a part of Pittsburgh.
That is such a true thing, like what you just said. Like there's always some sort of connection.
Yep.
And, I mean, you obviously spent years living outside of the state when you were in the league. My parents live in Delaware now, which I know is not super far away, but it's so funny. Like anytime my mom is the most social person ever. She sees somebody that's wearing any sort of Pittsburgh apparel. Her first question is if she listens to the fan and then if they know anybody that's on the station. And then she'd be like, oh, my son works there.
That's great. That's awesome.
Which I get some secondhand embarrassment from, but it's just such a
just
mom
proud,
thing.
Man.
But it really is true, the connection that Pittsburgh has. If you cannot stop out to see us in person today, you can also text your donation, courtesy of Dawn's Appliances. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. You can also donate online at 937thefan.com. We're going to try and get Shane Ray, the president of National Fire Sprinkler Association, on the other side as the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon continues on Sports Radio 937 The Fan. It is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. This hour brought to you by Julian Gray and Associates. We'll be joined by some of our friends from Julian Gray in just a little bit. Donnie Chedrick and Doran Dickerson with you. I also want to tell you, 412-928-9370, the number to get involved. You can hit us up on the fan text line at that same number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we also have another tote board update, checking that Guardian Protection tote board, and we sit now at $32,566. And, Doran, we found out that during one of the breaks, a listener who wanted to be anonymous, who has firefighters that run in the family, donated a $10,000 check.
That's just unbelievable, right?
So
unbelievable.
The walking thing for me, I still do want to walk in the gear. I don't know if it is humanly possible for me to do the amount of mileage that is now on my docket. I think I'd have to actually walk like a full marathon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's possible. But I am going to walk. I promise people out there, I'm not cheating out of the bet or anything. I'm not sure if the amount of time is actually possible for me to get it done. But We have our friends here from Julian Gray and Associates sitting down with us. We have Julian, we have Matthew with us here on 93.7 The Fan. We had one of your own last year. Matthew was my intern all last summer.
Sonny Gray, yes.
How's he doing? Ooh. That's okay. All right, Charlie's trying. Hopefully your ears are still intact.
Yeah, we're good.
I don't think that they're on.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, man.
There we
go. How's that? A little loud. But, yeah, Sonny Gray still here, you know, hanging out. Just finished up at Syracuse, heading up to Cape Cod Baseball League here next week to do the Brewster Whitecaps
thing. Good, good,
very
good.
Excited.
I know he's very into writing. That was something that last summer I really caught on to, you know, how much journalism he was into. A little bit more so than radio, but, hey, I mean, everybody has a stronger interest in this field, so.
Right. Well, thank you for all your guidance. And you know, he's got to get a taste of everything, right? You're in this business. You want to learn everything you can. So,
that's true.
It's a great experience. You love being here. Yeah,
that's true. So I talk a little bit about, you know, what you guys are all about, you know, what all the law firm does and offers.
Sure. Well, first of all, this is such a great thing. It's so nice that you guys are doing this again this year. I've heard so many other folks say it, but, it, you know, you can't repeat it enough to give back to the communities, you know. Firefighters sacrifice so much, just like, you know, all of our first responders, and so we're just very thankful to be involved. You know, one of the things people say, you know, what do you guys do? We're a law firm, we're lawyers, but, you know, we help people with disabilities that are in crisis, and that's so important. So, you know, it's baseball season, I'll make my one pitch and that's it, and just say, if you're facing one of those situations, you're in a nursing home, you think you have to spend down all your money, that's where we really have helped, you know, thousands of families. I've been doing this for over 30 years now, and it's very gratifying to be able to help those families in crisis.
What is your guys' connection to firefighters?
Well, my connection is I think firefighters are amazing people. They're making all the sacrifices and get taken away from their families and so forth, as I said. But Matt is a former firefighter, so he's a triple threat. He's a good lawyer, ex-firefighter, and a better looking guy than me. So he's a triple threat.
total badass, total package.
To echo what Julian says,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I really like helping people, and you know, whether that's with my legal profession and expertise. I was previously a firefighter where my wife and I used to live. And so, you know, these types of causes are very near and dear to me, and I really appreciate Julian, you know, also kind of adopting, you know, that type of pride as well, and, you know, giving back to these communities. Because, you know, volunteer firefighting really is something that is somewhat rare in this country at this point, and only becoming rare just in terms of having bodies to actually get on the truck. So, you know, these types of events are really important to continuing, you know, that type of tradition in the fire service.
So how did you take that start, you know, working with firefighters to, you know, doing what you're doing now?
So I actually started in the elder law and estate planning side first, and then in 2016 or 17, I actually went and decided to volunteer for the local township's fire department. But what I would say, the kind of symbiosis between the two, if you will, is it's helping people out of a tough spot, whether that's from a physical standpoint because there's a building fire, or it's because, you know, something that somebody has worked their entire life to build, whether it be their assets, their home, you know, helping them to keep that. So, you know, it's just helping people out of tough spots, I think, is just something that I've been called to do, and I like doing, whether that's from the legal side or, you know, from more of the first responder side when I was doing that. So,
how can people get more information about your law firm?
Sure, you can go to our website, which is grayelderlaw.com, or you can call us at 412-458-6000. And one thing I did want to mention, it's a good point. So many people have misconceptions about lawyers, right? They think, oh my God, as soon as I pick up the phone, it's going to be this much money. For everyone, and especially firemen, first responders, military, we're VA accredited attorneys. We work with veterans every day. We never charge a fee to just talk to someone. You know, we want to know if we can help you. And if we can't help you, then, you know, we're good. Like, but at least you got really good advice from people who are trained to help you in your estate planning, tax planning, benefits. A lot of people are worried about what's this going to cost. So we really tried to keep the door open so people can get good advice. So you can call us, talk to Courtney there, and we'll be happy to help you.
Do you guys have like a community budget where you kind of, you know, set aside like, you know, causes that you want to donate to, whatever it may be, or something like this where it's the local volunteer fire departments?
You know, we do a lot of things. We always love to give back, especially locally. And my mantra on this is I try to do more every year. I want that number to be bigger every year, Donnie. So that's what we try to do. So, and Lori's in charge of that somewhere. She's got a check here. And I know that's what we're doing today, right?
Yes, sir.
So,
wow.
We have a check here for $1,500 to help out with the cost.
Thank you so
much. There you go.
Thank you. That is fantastic. Okay.
That's Julian. The least we can do.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a pit guy.
Uh-oh.
And I see that S on your shirt. It does look really good on you. That color, that scheme. I don't like Syracuse. I can't stand Syracuse, but I like you, and I like the shirt on you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm a Penn State grad, but, you know, right now this is where all my money goes to pay for Sonny Gray, so yeah. I might as well advertise it and, you know, prep it. So, anyway.
Well, Penn State's even worse, so.
Yeah. All right. But, hey, I really appreciate it. Like I said, we can make this donation today, help out our firefighters any way we can, and I appreciate, Matt, you know, your service when you were serving as a firefighter. People don't realize how much sacrifice these folks make, and we're all happy when a firefighter comes to help us out, right? But we don't think of all the sacrifices they're making every single day to hone their skills to be there for us when we need them. So, you know, let's all pay attention to what their needs are too. So thanks for letting us be on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Julian, Matt, yes. Thank you for hopping
you.
On
thank
with
you.
Us, guys. The folks at Julian Gray Associates and a very generous $1,500 donation to this hour. Doran, we might be setting the bar here for everybody else.
Honestly.
Because I feel like the 2 hours that we've been on, Jason was with us from 12 to 1. We're setting the bar pretty high here.
That's what we do. The double D's.
How many miles are you up to now?
I was just telling him I am going to walk. I don't think it's humanly possible for me to get it done unless other guys want to like take turns. But I would have to walk like a near full marathon.
You know what, Donnie? Right. To help you out, I will not walk. I am not going to walk. I will sit back and I will relax. I have no chance I'm going to do that. But good luck.
I thought I was going to get you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Likewise. So those are the folks at Julian Gray and Associates. Again, a very generous $1,500 donation. Stop out and see us. If you can, you can get 3 raffle tickets, good for some great prizes like gift cards to Globe Airport Parking, Lamont, Mount Lebanon Saloon, Harmony Organic Insect Control from Every True Value Hardware, and Cintas Fire Safety, also a Hofbrauhaus gift card, is eligible to receive as well. Doran, only a little bit more time for us. There was something today coming into this that I wanted to ask you. Your 5 favorite tight ends in NFL history.
Oh, that's a good question. 5 favorite tight ends.
I have a pretty good idea of who one of them will probably be, both due to ability and personal connection, but I wanted to get your top 5.
My top 5, Rob Gronkowski.
That was the one. Yeah.
And being, you know, friends with him and playing with him and just seeing how he operated every day, the guy was born to play football. You know, he was built to play football. His mentality is all about football, a lot smarter than probably people think, just listening to him. But, you know, just being able to – the complete tight end, which you don't really get that much anymore. He can block. He can pass protect. He can run routes on safeties. He can run routes on linebackers. He can run routes on receivers. He can, you know, catch fade balls. He did it all. He's the greatest tight end in the history of the game. Number 2, Shannon Sharp. That's somebody that I kind of emulated. We were the same height, same size, 6'2", 225, 230. Wore the same number in college. He wore number 2. Obviously a Hall of Fame tight end. Man, number 3. So now we're getting into a gray area.
Yeah, because I feel like that's everybody's top 2.
Yeah. Man, I have to honestly go with Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Travis Kelce because of, you know, just the way that he became who he was. Became, you know, he was a quarterback in high school. You know, was in trouble for a little bit and, you know, then got on the right side of things and, you know, being paired with Mahomes and they just play backyard football. He's just so much fun to watch. Kellen Winslow, senior, the dad from the Chargers, he would be number 4. And number 5, number 5. You know who I'm going to go with? A guy that I trained with, a guy that I was lucky enough to pick his brain, Heath Miller. Heath Miller is in my top 5 because of just the mentality he brought to the game. He was very quiet. He just went to work every day. He was very detail-oriented, and I just thought that he played football the right way. He played football the right way, the way the game is supposed to be played, never complained, did the dirty work. Whenever the pass was thrown to him, he always caught the ball. He was clutch. He made the big blocks, and he was nasty, and he was a Pittsburgh Steeler. So those are my top 5.
It was always cool, like any time that Heath showed any sort of emotion, because normally it was just catch ball, first down, whatever, he tosses it to the official. But, like, you'd get, like, that rare time where he'd get up, and even if it's just, like, a little fist pump or something, you're like, oh, Heath is fired up.
He's fired up. Yeah. And then, he was a quarterback, too, you know, going into college to Virginia. And I think it was Matt Schaub who came in, I want to say the same year or the year after, and that's what made him move to tight end. So he wasn't just a tight end from Jump Street. He was a quarterback, former quarterback, and you know, moved to the tight end position and obviously went in the first round and, you know, had a hell of a career here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because I think the old joke was that the Steelers pretty much had more quarterbacks than anybody because they had Ben. They would have, you know, Charlie Batch and Tommy Maddox, but then they had Randall L., they had Hines Ward, and then Heath Miller, I think, was like number 7 in case of emergency, just – like the glass break emergency guy. Did Travis Kelce, was he on that 09 Cincinnati team? I know Jason Kelce was.
I think he was. I don't know if he played, though.
And
I think,
like,
he was.
A little bit about their story, you know, for anybody listening who, like, didn't watch the Jason Kelce documentary. Plus, people love to hate those guys now just because they're all over the place. But I do think they have a cool story. I mean, Jason got picked in round 6, right, and the dude's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Travis was a mid-round pick. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. But the way that Jason basically saved his career because he had to convince the Cincinnati coaches to, like, hey, man, give him another shot. You know, he's really not that bad of a guy because, I mean, he was, you know, he got caught with weed a couple of times or whatever it may have been. So Jason saved his little brother's career, and now the dude is one of the most popular football players alive.
Yeah, it's a great story of how life can just change in a second, and, you know, not for bad but for good. Like, if you're prepared for your opportunity and you believe in yourself, I mean, then the next day you could be dating Taylor Swift. Like, that's how and as funny as that sounds, that's how fast things can go in life. Before you know it, you could just shoot to the top, but you got to be ready to stay at the top. So those guys, I give them so much credit for even their post-career, Jason's post-career right now, of just being himself and getting paid a lot of money to just be Jason Kelce. And, you know, he's everywhere. And that's exactly what Travis is doing as well. I mean, they're over $100 million on their podcast they've made. I mean, just those two brothers just, you know, chatting it up. Could you imagine, like, you and your brother just make it and you're just doing that? Like, that's the dream. That is the absolute dream.
Yeah, you get up, you, like, just talk to your little brother every day, or older brother, I guess, for Travis's sake. And yeah, they have, I think, one of the most popular podcasts in the world right now. The only other names, the names I'm surprised you didn't have on there, which I know I only asked you for five, and it didn't necessarily have to be like every single all-time great. I thought Gates might be on there.
I didn't. I liked Gates. I thought that he was very dynamic, and obviously he is one of the best. But I'm a old school tight end guy at the end of the day, and I could only fit really one new school tight end, which was Travis Kelce, in my five. I you need to be able to block, and Gates didn't really want to block.
Tony Gonzalez was another one. I thought maybe that he'd probably have him on there. I thought Ditka too, maybe due to the Pitt connection.
You know what? yeah, I guess I missed on that one, but I never got to see him play.
Yeah, so. I get your point there, because if you're listing off like, just like your five favorite, it's like, I'm not going to list off a guy that I never really got to watch or got to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously Ditka would be on there, and yeah. But you know, these are guys that I've watched growing up, or played with, or watched playing against. That's my list. And Heath Miller, honestly, he could move from five to a different spot in my top five. It depends on what day it is, because that's how much respect I had for him whenever he was a Pittsburgh Steeler.
You know who I loved as a kid? Jeremy Shockey,
yes.
The helmet coming off, he's running like an extra 20 yards. You're not even allowed to do that anymore.
He loved the party.
You got those vibes from him, too.
I ran into him one time in Florida, and we were at this bar, and I was like, listen, you know, this is my first year in the NFL. I'm like, hey, I'm a tight end. You know, he's like, hey, come back to my place. And he had all kinds of people with him. I was like, I'm good. Like, I see what's going on. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for all that. I'll end up in the ocean somewhere.
That's probably a smart decision on your end. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We're coming up close here on 2 p.m. We have a limited number of Fan 5 Alarm T-shirts available. A $20 donation will get you one. All the proceeds are going to the local volunteer fire department. You can also order them online at Keystone Custom Apparel. And the odds are that a call has gone out for a fire in this past hour. The volunteers in the community will leave their job, leave their family, maybe a golf course, to assist in fighting the emergency. So please consider making a donation of any amount to help these volunteers who sacrifice so much for us. We've had people donate $13.09 for the 13-9 game. Maybe somebody wants to donate $30 for Paul Skeens, whatever it may be.
My buddy, who is a big Pitt supporter, one of the best guys I know, Chris Valisek, he said he's willing to donate $5,000 if Adam Crowley wears a Pitt shirt. $5,000 from Chris Valisek, one of the best guys I know. If Crowley puts on a Pitt shirt, $5,000.
A small request that could go a very long way financially for the local volunteer fire departments. And I think Crowley's a good enough team player that he's gonna go for that. So this will continue coming up next. By the way, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Fan Weather is brought to you by our friends at Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Very warm, humid today. Maybe some rain later on. High in the mid-80s. Doran, I think we'll be back together, what, at 4 a.m.?
We're on
6 a.m. Yeah, we're on one of the last shifts for this. It'll be you, me, Jeff Hathorn, I believe, with us as well. But this was a blast, man. I think we helped out a lot. I mean, we did a little part, but a lot of people helping us out and helping out the local volunteer fire departments in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I really appreciate the, you know, the time that we're spending here and then what everybody does to just, you know, help other people, and especially firefighters and first responders. I mean, it is really, truly amazing what they do on their volunteer time to help others. It's a fantastic endeavor that we're doing right now, and I'm so happy to be a part of it, man.
And a big thank you as well to Sean Myers back behind the glass in Greentree for his great work as well. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department continues next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.